This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the cooperative sector has gained significant momentum over the past 3 years due to the centre's efforts. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Janata Sahakari Bank in Pune this afternoon, he said the Modi government has made India's cooperative sector marketable. Mr. Shah informed that the first regional office of the Central Register Cooperative Society will be opened in Pune. Mr. Shah said that an umbrella organization has been formed to help and support the cooperative banks across the country to get them out of financial difficulties.
हमने 300 करोड़ की जमा राशि अम्ब्रेला संगठन में इकट्ठा करने का काम समाप्त कर दिया है और अब ये अम्ब्रेला संगठन कोऑपरेटिव बैंकों को हर प्रकार की सहायता देने के लिए सक्षम हो जाएगा.
The Union Cooperation Minister separately chaired the 27th meeting of the Western Zonal Council in Pune. Former RBI Governor Shaktikant Das has been appointed Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. His selection was approved by the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet. Mr. Das is a former 1980 batch IAS officer of Tamil Nadu cadre. His appointment will be coterminous with the term of the Prime Minister or until further orders, whichever is earlier. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The 119th episode of the monthly radio program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. A group of 22 fishermen released by Pakistan from Karachi's Malir jail yesterday are expected to be handed over to India by this evening. The fishermen were freed from the jail yesterday after the completion of their sentences. These fishermen mainly hail from the coastal areas of Gujarat and Diu. The Pakistan Maritime Security Agency had caught them after reportedly crossing into Pakistan's waters. Our correspondent reports that the news of the release of these fishermen has brought joy to their families in coastal Gujarat. In Telangana, at least 8 workers are feared trapped after the roof of a tunnel in Nagar Kurnool district collapsed this morning. Several workers have been injured in the incident. Rescue operations are currently underway, with Chief Minister Revanth Reddy directing the concerned authorities to reach the spot immediately. The incident occurred due to the slippage of a concrete segment that was used to seal seepage at the 14-kilometer inlet of the Sri Sailam Left Bank Canal Tunnel, which runs from Sri Sailam towards Devarakonda. In another incident which occurred in Maharashtra, 5 labourers lost their lives after they were buried under a sand dump during their sleep in Jalna district. The tragic incident occurred early morning today in Pasoldi village at Jafrabad Taluka when a sand-laden tipper truck involved in illegal sand transportation hurriedly unloaded the sand without noticing the sleeping workers. The centre has facilitated 1.56 crore rupees in refunds to students from coaching centres, providing relief to aspirants and students. The Department of Consumer Affairs successfully facilitated these refunds for over 600 students. Palestinian group Hamas has released 5 of 6 Israeli hostages as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. The first 2 Israeli hostages were released in Rafah, while 3 others were released in Nuseirat. According to media reports, Israel is set to release over 600 Palestinian prisoners and detainees. Among them, 60 are serving long sentences, 50 are serving life terms, and 47 were rearrested after the 2011 release in exchange for captive IDF soldier Gilad Shalit. Hamas has stated that it will also release 4 more bodies next week, completing the first phase of the ceasefire. And top-seeded Indian duo Jeevan Nandanshezia and Vijay Sundar Prashant have clinched the men's doubles title of Pune ATP Challenger 100. And that is the end of this news bulletin.